Let us pray. Our Father and our God, into thy holy hands we now commit this time of teaching. May thou now consecrate thy word. Bless both the declaration as well as the reception of thy word. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I do pray and give thanks. Amen. It was Dr. Lillian Glass in a 1995 book, Toxic People, that coined the phrase toxic relationships to describe an unhealthy dynamics where the behavior of one or both individuals in a relationship consistently leads to emotional, mental, or physical damage. Instead of offering support, respect, and mutual growth, these relationships actually leave a person feeling drained, feeling emotionally depleted. And spiritually, there is merit to this concept of toxic relationships. The Bible on several occasions affirms the reality of toxic relationships as well as how to deal with it. In the book of Proverbs, Solomon will write Proverbs chapter 22:24-25, he says this. He said, "Do not associate with a man given to anger, or go with an ill-tempered man, or you will learn his ways and find a snare for yourself." Again, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 7, "Stay away from a fool, for you will not find knowledge on their lips." Then in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul will remind us of this, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. He said, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals." Now, while the Bible does affirm the reality of toxic relationships, on the other hand, the Bible also affirms the reality of another kind of relationship that I believe is the exact opposite of toxic relationships. And I call this favored relationships. Well, you may wonder to yourself, Pastor Wally, favored relationship? What is that? And how does that manifest itself? Well, this is my goal this morning. My goal is to introduce to you this often overlooked relationship, which I believe every Christian should actually covet, because embedded in this relationship is tremendous blessings. And this morning, as a springboard into this introduction, I want to explore the life of one biblical figure, Abraham. And from his story, I would like to present to you this concept of favored relationships. And this is what's going to bring us to the book of Genesis. So let's go back into this book. You know, by way of context, the story of Abraham actually began in Genesis 11:27. Then he was called Abram. And we're told here that he migrated with his father, his wife, and his nephew Lot from all of the Chaldeans to a place called Haran. And it was at Haran that God actually called Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. And God will instruct him. I want you to pay attention to these verses. He said, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who will bless you and curse those who will curse you. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." That's Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 through 3. So one thing we can discern from this call and this promise given to Abram was that Abram was now favored by God. God's favor was on this man. Then we read that Abram now responded. He went forth as the Lord has told him, and he went with Lot. And Abram then was 75 years old, departed from Haran, and then he took his wife Sarah, Lot, and all the possessions that they had, and they left and went into the land of Canaan. Now, I want you to now fast forward to Genesis chapter 13. You know, by this time, God had rescued Abram from Pharaoh, because we read in chapter 12 that Abram lied about his wife being his sister, and Pharaoh tried to take Sarah, and God was able to intervene in that situation and rescue Sarah, and ultimately Abram was released from Egypt and he returned back to Canaan. So that is the context that brings us to chapter 13. And we read here that in chapter 13, Abram now was very rich because God had blessed him. He was rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. And the text says he went on their journey from Negev to Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made formerly. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And I want you to watch that. Now Lot, who was with Abram, also had flocks, herds, and tents. Now, I want you to pay attention to these verses, because these seemingly casual verses is where we find the evidence of what I call a favored relationship. You know, when God grants favor to a person, he actively intervenes in that person's life to protect them, to prosper them, and to position them to fulfill a specific divine purpose. And that's what we find in Abram. That's Abram's position. Now, by associating with Abram, Lot also became blessed. This is where I'm going this morning. In other words, the blessing of Lot, or the blessing Lot was experiencing, was because of God's favor on Abram. This is what I call favored relationship. In essence, by definition, favored relationship is when a person who is favored by God becomes a conduit of blessing to those who he comes in contact with. Can I repeat that? It's when a person who is favored by God becomes a conduit of blessings to those whom he come in contact with. And the same is true of the story of Joseph. So let's go forward now. Look at Genesis chapter 39. We read in Genesis chapter 39 here that the brothers of Joseph had sold him into slavery. And Potiphar had bought Joseph and brought Joseph into his house. Then I want you to pay attention beginning at verse 2 of chapter 39. The Bible said the Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now his master saw that the Lord was with him, and how the Lord has caused all that he did to prosper in his hands. So Joseph found favor in his sight and became his personal servant. And he made him overseer over his house. All that he owned, he put in his charge. And it came about from the time he made Joseph overseer in his house and over all that he owned, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house on account of Joseph. Again, I want you to watch that. The Lord blessed the house of Potiphar on the account of Joseph. Thus, God's blessing was on all that he owned and his house and in his field. Loved ones, you see the picture here. This is the picture of what I call a favored relationship. The presence of Joseph in the house of Potiphar became now, Joseph became the conduit of God's blessing upon the household of Potiphar. This is favored relationship. And undoubtedly, the best example or the perfect example of favored relationship can be found in our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Apostle Paul will write to us in Galatians chapter 4, beginning at verse 4. I want you to pay attention to this. He said, but when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he may redeem those of us who are under the law, that we might receive, watch that, the adoptions as son. Because we are sons, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, we are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then we are his through God. Did you see that perfect favored relationships? That you and I today have been adopted into God's family, not because of what we have done, but because of somebody. And who's that person? The Lord Jesus. It's because of the Lord Jesus that we today have now been adopted into God's family. But apart from that, we have become joint heirs with Christ. Favored relationship. This is the concept of favored relationship. This is what every Christian should covet. Because in favored relationship, you'll always stand in the place of blessing. Now, unlike toxic relationships, where the Bible calls us to unplug and completely disconnect our emotional investment and attachment from the person who's toxic, that's what the Bible tells us. When it comes to favored relationships, we must remain plugged in. I want you to watch what I'm saying. Plugged into the person who is favored. Let me back up for a minute. Let me let you understand this. In toxic relationships, the Bible very clearly tells us, don't associate with a man who is hot-tempered. Don't associate with a fool. The Bible tells us bad company disturb or does not go right with good morals. That means the Bible is telling us to unplug from such a situation. But when it comes to favored relationships, we don't unplug. We actually stay plugged in to that relationship. In other words, the continuous flow of blessing that comes through that relationship hinges on the recipient of such blessing remaining plugged in into the person who is favored by God. In essence, as long as Lot was plugged into Abraham, the blessing of God will continue to flow. As long as Potiphar was plugged into Joseph, the blessing will continue to flow. But the moment, watch this, they disconnect or they unplug, the blessing begins to dissipate. And this was exactly what happened in this story that we're looking at in Genesis chapter 13 of Abraham and Lot. So let's go back to Genesis chapter 13 for a minute. We read here, beginning at the next verse, verse 3, that of verse 7. I want you to pay attention to this. It said there was strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. In essence, there was conflict between the herdsmen because their wealth had grown tremendously. Now, Abraham, being the uncle, approaches his nephew Lot. And he said to him, please, let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right. If to the right, then I will go to the left. Stop right there. Abraham, humble, uncle, coming to his nephew to make this proposal. Now, if I was to be Lot, and I understand very clearly this concept of favored relationship, I will say, uncle, I am very, very sorry. I am going to talk to my herdsmen, and I'm going to tell them to live at peace because I know that it's because of you that I'm getting this blessing. Now, this is going to be my approach, knowing what I know now. But that was not what Lot did. Lot chose a different path because after Abraham offered Lot that opportunity, Lot actually lifted up his eyes. And the Bible said he saw all the valley of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. It was before the Lord destroyed, watch that, Sodom and Gomorrah. Like the garden of God, like the land of Egypt as you go to Zeor. So Lot chose from himself all the valleys of Jordan, and he journeyed eastward, and they separated from each other. In essence, Lot decided to unplug from Abraham. Lot could have chosen to say, uncle, I'm very sorry. Uncle, let's work this out. But Lot said, no, I'm looking at the greener pasture. I'm looking at this valley of the Jordan. I see all this place green. I am going there. I'm going to settle into this land. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to be prosperous. But he forgot that the favor was on Abraham. That the favor, the blessing that was coming to him was coming through Abraham. And we're told that Abraham actually settled in the land of Canaan. And Lot went to settle in the cities of the valley and moved his tent as far as Sodom. But unbeknownst to Lot, the men of Sodom were wicked exceedingly and were sinners before the Lord. And after Lot had left, God appeared to Abraham again and said, Abraham, listen, I'll bless you. He said, Abraham, look to the east, look to the west, look to the north, to the south. All this land I'm going to give to you. God reiterated his covenant, his blessing upon this man who was favored by God. So now let's go back to chapter 14 of the book of Genesis. It becomes interesting here because when we fast forward to chapter 14, there was war between a king called Chadlasimer, king of Elam, and the two kings, one of Sodom and one of Gomorrah. There was war within that region. And we're told that the two kings of Sodom and Gomorrah were defeated. And when they were defeated, like they used to do in those days, they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their food supplies and departed. And watch this. They also took Lot, Abram's nephew, and his possessions and departed because he was living in Sodom. Did you get that picture? The disconnection from Abraham had left Lot vulnerable. You see that what I'm saying now? The disconnection. He had left the place of favor. He had moved to be on his own. But where he went to, the blessing began to dissipate. Because all that he took with him when he left Abraham, everything was taken from him. Had Lot humbled himself and stayed with his uncle Abram, the man favored by God, this evil perhaps would not have fallen upon him. But he chose to unplug from the favored relationship, and this brought evil to his door. So who would rescue Lot? This is interesting. Who did they call on? Abram, the man favored by God. He was the one that now went to defeat the kings and rescue Lot. And in the case of Joseph, while the scripture does not tell us what became of Potiphar's household when Joseph was falsely accused of rape and cast into the prison, I will tender to you this morning, and it will be safe to conclude that the moment Joseph was cast out of the house of Potiphar. The moment Potiphar unplugged from Joseph, the blessing that came through Joseph stopped. Because the Bible tells us, and the Bible very clearly tells us this, that the household of Potiphar was blessed because of Joseph. And perhaps if you and I was to think about this, in terms of the New Testament and our relationship with Jesus Christ, Jesus will say, I am the vine and you are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. In essence, if you unplug from the vine, the favored blessing is impacted. Because in our relationship with Jesus, it's a favored relationship. You must be connected to the vine for you to have the blessing that flows through. Because it's only through the vine that we can do all things. But this morning, what spiritual truths can we actually glean from this narrative in Genesis chapter 13? This is what I want you all to listen to this morning. You know, first, be spiritually discerning when it comes to those you choose to associate with or those you allow to come into your personal space, albeit a friend or a partner. Let me back up for a minute. You have to spiritually be discerning who you allow into your personal space or who you choose to associate with, albeit a friend or a partner. Why do I say that? You know, the people you allow closest to you will inevitably impact your spiritual environment, your peace, and might impact your destiny. Watch what I'm saying now. This is why it's important to understand this concept of favored relationship. You know, exercising discernment in your inner circle means looking past the superficial traits. You look past the wealth, you look past the shared hobbies, but you evaluate somebody. Whoever I'm allowing into my space, listen, this is good for you to understand singles because it's so easy to say I'm in love and I want this person in my life. But you must look beyond the superficial. There are some spiritual issues that many of us don't realize. That those spiritual issues, we bring it in. Not only do we bring all the physical garbage, we also bring in some spiritual issues. And if you allow some people in your space that I believe they are not connected to the favor of God, that might be a dangerous thing for you. Loved ones, I tell you this. Those you want to associate with, those you want into your inner circle, there must be people who love God like you love God, who walk in the fear of God. There must be people like Abraham. There must be people like Joseph. There must be people like David. There must be those like our Savior, the Lord Jesus, because you understand that their spiritual pedigree, what they bring in spiritually, is powerful because the favor of God is upon them because they fear God and they walk in His truth. And as such, you might become the recipient of God's favor because of them. And I always tell singles, it is not the external that determine who you, it's the spiritual compatibility that you can say to yourself as a single that I'm going to come in contact with you. I'm going to go into a covenant with you because we're spiritually compatible. And I tell you what, if you find a man and a woman who fears the Lord, who walks in His word, who walks in His truth, I'm here to tender to you this morning. The favor of God is upon that man because a man who fears God, who loves God, God watches over that man. God watches over that woman to prosper that woman and that man. The second thing this morning I want you to glean is this. You know, don't be dismissive of people because you don't know. They might actually be the key to your blessing. Let me work that out so they can understand. You know, look at the story of Joseph. Joseph was a mere slave in the house of Potiphar. Potiphar could have looked at Joseph and said, I ain't got nothing to do with this. This guy's a slave. What does he have to tell me? He's a slave. But we're told that Potiphar paid attention to Joseph. Potiphar began to watch the slave. And he noticed something about the slave that was different. Something about the slave that everything he puts his finger on, God blesses it. And as such, he said, you know what? If this favors upon this servant, I am going to take him and make him charge over all I got. And as he did that, that favor of God was now transmitted into his own experience. And that's why I tell you, loved ones, this morning, don't be dismissive of people. Because the people that you might look down on because they're not in your social class, the people that you might look at on because they don't walk in your group, might actually be people of favor. There might be people that God has pointed out for favor. And having them in your midst, having them in your company, having them in your business, having them in your life can also be a stage of contamination. In other words, they might be contagious in their blessings in your life because God can look at their presence and bless your household. And loved ones, this morning, my charge to you is simple. Be connected to those people that are favored by God. Because it's only when you're connected to them that you can experience what I call this favored relationship. And I pray this morning that all of us will unplug from toxic relationships, but we'll get plugged in into favored relationships. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, this morning we are grateful. Father, we're grateful for the mercy, the grace that in Christ you've blessed us with, reminding us this morning of favored relationships. Our Father, I do pray for those under my voice. Grant to each one of us a hearing heart, that we may hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Blessed be the declaration as well as the reception of thy word. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.